Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about soil resource in the state of Mississippi. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Soil Specialist. So, Larry, there's a lot that we probably don't know about soil in Mississippi. So first, let's start with the soil regions.
Mississippi is blessed with some wonderful soils for growing plants and whatever else we as humans want to use it for. In some classifications, we look at land resources areas. We can say that there are three large ones. The delta, which is a sort of a river floodplain. It's not a traditional delta at the end of a river. It's along the side of a river. We have what's called a lus region. Lus is a word. It simply means windblown soils. And that's a lot of the soils that are adjacent to the delta region of the state. I saw something recently pointing out that we have lus areas in the Vicksburg area over 100 feet deep. That's a pretty deep layer of soil. The rest of the state generally can be called coastal plain. These are regions that used to lie under large waters of body. And, of course, you know, you're sitting here in the Blackland Prairies of the Mississippi. We have two of those. You could say, well, you didn't mention that. Well, those are subclassifications of other regions. For more information on this, you can look at the soil section of msucares.com.
How do these soil regions affect growing plants?
The soils provide a lot of the nutrients that plants need to grow. They also provide a base for the plants to be on when they grow. They provide a rooting environment. They store the water the plants are going to need. So because our soils are diverse in the state, there are some 250 individual different what we call soil series have been identified. These properties can vary. What we would call a sandy soil, everyone's familiar with that. You know, the beach is the sand. But that's one of the types of soil. It's one of the components of soil. A soil which has got a lot of sand in it doesn't store water very well. So therefore, it's going to dry out quickly. Plants will be able to pump out the water out of a soil with a high sand content much quicker than they can a soil which is dominated by the smaller soil particles, what we call clay. These clay soils also have a greater capability to store nutrients because of their chemistry and their total nature. In between, of course, there are all sorts of differentiations and graduations. As we all know, the Delta is one of the premier row crop agricultural areas in the world. And those soils there are very diverse. They're a function of where they came from. They used to be up the river. Now they're down the river. As a consequence, they're very deep. They're very rich, but they're very variable. And because of this variability, different soils in the Delta region can be used preferentially for different things. Soils which water does not go through, that means those soils with a low sand content, they can be used for rice production, catfish production, because you can keep the water on top of the ground. Soils which have less of a clay content, those are where we grow our cotton, our corn, our soybeans, and other crops such as that in the Delta. So that's part of how a soil goes into the determination of what grows on top of it.
Okay, so how can we find more information about our soil in Mississippi?
As I mentioned, there are more than 250 different soil series that have been identified in the state. However, it's really simple to find out all the information about the soil on your place. There's a wonderful resource called the Webb Soil Survey, which was developed by the Natural Resource Conservation Service, which is accessible from your home computer. And in fact, it is so accessible to the consumer, you can just go there and type in your address, and it will give you the soils at your location. This is a wonderful, easy-to-use tool that came online a few years ago. I'm totally amazed every time I mess with it at the wealth of information that we can get at our fingertips from the Webb Soil Survey.
That's definitely very good to know, and it's important for us to know what kind of soil is in our region. Thank you so much. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Soil Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.